And healthy in your life, realizing that yes, there's a negative part of me, but I can take that negative part, learn from it, grow from it, and discover my positive self. I have so many beautiful things inside of me. In adult child recovery, we call that freeing the magical child within. In all of us, there's another person, the free, spontaneous, beautiful individual. We have to free that person. It means letting go of the shackles and all the things that keep us from being that person. Opening up our life and letting it grow. Scary sometimes, but also very beautiful. Again, each individual person has a right to do with their life what they want to. And nobody can make them do anything else. There are choices people have in life. Let people have their choices and you make your choices. If they happen to coincide, beautiful, fine, wonderful. If they don't, that's okay too. Wish them luck, wherever they go and whatever they do, the best for them. Another beautiful process of recovery for the adult child is learning how to play, learning how to celebrate who you are, learning how to let go and try new things in your life, learning to go back and do many of the things you never were giving yourself permission to do because you're always scared and afraid. Get over your fears. Fear is a myth. Fear does not exist. It is the greatest myth in our society. Yet so many of us are buried in it for so long a period of time. Fear is only fear. When you face it, when you deal with it, it goes away. It's interesting, isn't it? Guilt is a myth too. Guilt is a myth that is created by very many institutions, by very many people for survival. Realize that guilt is okay. But remember, you don't have to be guilty. You are innocent, you are beautiful, and you are special. Look at yourself in a very special way. If you make mistakes, admit to them, learn from them, and grow. Did you ever see people that can never forgive anybody for a mistake they made? As a result, they are always uptight inside themselves all the time. We have to learn to forgive ourselves, forgive others, heal, move on, let go. It's extremely important. Adult children have to learn to develop what we call a positive inventory of their own life. They have to learn to develop a beautiful sense of their own personal love and realize that they are somebody very special. And that means, again, validating themselves. Become an individual. You see, the basic recovery process for the adult child is to become an adult. Now watch how it happens. The adult child begins in pre-adolescence. The first stage of recovery is to become an adolescent. Becoming an adolescent means you go out there and do all the things you always wanted to do in life and couldn't do. You go out and go for it. You go out and play. You may do a lot of secret, crazy things. You may do a lot of things people consider insane. We do all kinds of crazy things like adolescents do. So many of us, even parents, are scared to death to even let their kids become adolescents because it means they're going to do crazy things. That's what adolescents are supposed to do. It's a growing process. From that comes maturity. So very many of us are still adolescents. You know, I laugh sometimes when we talk about the adolescent age bracket between 13 and 19. It's not. Some of us don't reach adolescence until we're in our 30s and 40s. Some of us in our 50s. And that's reality too. Whenever you have to reach it, reach it. Go for your adolescence. Enjoy it. Go for all the things you need in your life. You only have one life. Live it. Live it as an adult. But let the magical child play within you, but don't let the child control you. It's a big difference between the two. So I guess I'm going to close by simply saying that anyone who lives in fear, guilt, and dependency has an obligation and has a right to let go of that fear, to let go of the guilt, and to become independent. Good, healthy spirituality means good, healthy independence. Good, healthy spirituality means that you are able to enjoy who you are, to experience the gift of you, to be open to all the growth within you. My hope for all of you, as it is for myself, that each of us will allow that child within to become an adult so it can become a child again. And this time, a child of her own choice, a magical child, a playing child, a celebrating child. Sure, life is tough. Life will always be tough. But if you don't leave time to play, to celebrate, to enjoy, time for yourself, and you get stuck in the tough. Remember, you can deal with the tough if you make time for yourself and you break away from it. Don't get stuck in it all the time.